Christ, we continue to study the Song of Ascents.
如果我们现在是在登阶了哈，登阶，就是一个楼梯一个楼梯的爬嘛。
If we are climbing the stairs.
那现在爬到第几阶了？
What step are we on now?
Linda.
What step?
爬到第几阶了？第四吗？从120是第一阶嘛？你看，那现在要爬到第几阶？那现在爬到第几阶？第七。对了。
We're on the seventh step right now.
好，那如果是那个诗班的话，他现在已经怎么样？如果第七阶是什么样？还记得吗？从外面已经要进到内院了。
So、还记得吗？The choir started out in the outer courtyard and now has proceeded in toward the temple.
外七内八，对不对？外面有几阶？从外面要上到内院来，七阶。那你上到第七阶，你就有一个门，对不对？那一进门就进到那个内院，那外院，对不对？
So to move from the outer courtyard to the inner courtyard.There are seven steps you have to go up, and then there's a door at the seventh step, and then when you step in, it's the inner courtyard.
好，所以126篇这是第七阶，对不对？
So Psalm 126 is the seventh step.
所以126篇这也是一个转折。
So Psalm 126 is a turning point.
从属外邦的世界现在怎么样？如果唱的话，要进到内院，要进到外院。外院就是所谓的以色列人院了哈。
So we have left the Gentile land, and now we're in the outer court, which is considered the court of the Israelites.
那个圣殿，这样哈，圣殿如果这是一个院子哈。
So that was a yard in the front yard of the temple.
这个之外有一个就是外邦人可以来的。
Outside of this courtyard is where the Gentiles are permitted to be.
好，那从外邦人要上到这个院子，要爬七阶。
And so for the Gentiles to enter this particular courtyard, there are seven steps.
那七阶完了之后，就进到这个院子。
And after the seven steps, then you can enter into the courtyard.
那这个叫做外院。
And this is called outer courtyard.
外院之内，但就是有一个内院。如果是这样子的话。这是有个内院在一个院子哈。那这里一般所称的就是以色列人院，以色列人可以进来。
So within the outer courtyard, there's still an inner courtyard, but in the outer courtyard is where the Israelites are permitted to be.
那你要从这里要再上到这里，还要走什么？走八阶才会上到这里。
And to go from the outer courtyard to the inner one, there are eight steps.
这是内院。
And That is to the inner courtyard.
在内院里面有一个圣殿。
And inside the inner courtyard, there is the holy temple.
所以你要进圣殿，一定要走外面七阶，再来走这里走八阶。
So in order to get to the temple, you have to go up the seven steps on the outside and the eight steps on the inside.
那现在你已经走到这里了。
And so now you're at the edge of the outer courtyard.
126篇是第七。篇第七节。
Psalm 126 is the seventh step.
来啊，这篇我们很熟了哈。
We are all very familiar with this psalm.
那谢谢赵姐给我们选的这首诗，也就是这个，怎么这么刚好一唱，哎呀，是一样的。
And it just so happened the hymn we just sung, the author used words from this psalm.
是凑巧的还是他故意的，我就不知道了。
Is this coincidental or did he do it on purpose?
好，那我们看126篇。
Let's look at Psalm 126.
这篇诗篇呢，它是把那个三个时空把它凝聚在这个诗篇里面，时间跟三个时间跟空间呢、啊，把它统摄。
And so in this Psalm, the space and time are melded together.、
好，第一个时空就是一节到二节。
So the first section is verse 1-2.
你看英文的话，这是过去式了。
So if you read on the passages, it's a past tense.
三节四节是现在式。
And third and fourth verse are present tense.
五节六节是未来式。
And the fifth and sixth verses are the future.
把过去、现在跟未来统摄在这一节里面，所以这个是从、哦、外面进到内院的这个一个、转折点。
And so the three time spans, which is the past, present, and the future, are contained in this psalm, which is like a turning point between the outer court and the outside.、
嗯、我们上一节讲是回忆的，想当年。
And so the last、session we talked about thinking back.
好，那现在呢是我们继续来看哈，当真神将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we are like men who dreamed.
过去式对不对 ？Brought.
Yeah, brought is past tense.
对，那呢，我们满口喜笑、满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人就有人说：“啊，神为他们行了大事。”
In verse 2 it says, "Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy." Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them."
这是过去式了。
And note this is all in past tense.
过去他们想起来，好像做梦的人。
And when they thought of the past, they felt as if they were dreaming.
最神的恩典，我们想起来是一次。这个梦是这个梦不是说莫名其妙，或是说猛叉叉，是那个意思啊。这是做梦的人是说，怎么会有这么大的恩典
？And this person speaks of dreaming not as if it was a random dream, but rather it was a grace beyond expectation.、
嗯、就是说他想也想不到了。
That is, he couldn't even imagine the extent of this salvation.
好像就在梦里面还可以遇到一样。
It was as if something that was only in dreams.
其实有时候人生好像一个梦一样。
Actually, life is a lot like a dream.
但是这个梦是因为若神给的是不错了哈。
And if this dream was from God, then it's pretty wonderful.
像约瑟。
Like Joseph.
约瑟一生是，他一生就是完成那两个梦哦。
And Joseph's life was spent fulfilling the two dreams he had.
他经过了多少的痛苦
？He went through a great deal of suffering.
他十七岁。
He was 17.
好好的一个小孩。
And he was a perfectly good little kid.
嗯，爸爸喜欢他。
And his dad loved him.
神也爱他。
And God loved him.
给他做了两个梦。
And God gave him two dreams.
不梦没有关系，一梦哇，开始苦难来了。
Before he had the dreams, he was fine. But after he had the dreams, that's when the troubles came.
他如果乱梦还可以了，他如果乱梦就不会有苦难了。
If he had random dreams, it would be okay.
他梦的是神给他的梦。
But the dreams he had were from God.
梦他以后的将来。
And these dreams are about the future.
嗯，所以他的梦带给他苦难哦。
So his dreams brought him a great deal of bitterness.
他在苦难当中最后也完成了神给他的梦。
But in his suffering, he has finally fulfilled the dreams that God gave him.
因为我们故事很熟嘛，我们讲这样就知道。
And we are all familiar with the story, so we know.
他哥哥们要杀他，说：“哎，那个做梦的来了。”嗯。
When his brothers wanted to kill him, they said, "Here comes the dreamer."
嗯，哥哥为什么杀他？因为他做梦了。
Why did his brothers want to kill him? It's because he had those dreams.
如果他不做梦，没错，不会死。就因为做梦，所以才哥哥们才杀他。
If he didn't have those dreams, then no one would want to kill him, and he would have been fine. But he did have those dreams.
他如果只是梦说自己天天在吃冰淇淋，也不会遇到这样子。那时候没冰淇淋就是了。
And even if he had dreams all day about.Eating ice cream all the time, it would have been okay, but they didn't have ice cream then anyway.
但是到最后，他回头一想，哎呀，这都是神恩典。
But at the very end, when he thought back to all that had happened to him, he realized it was God's grace.
神差他去完成神要做的事情。
And that God has sent him to fulfill what God wanted to be done.
没有约瑟就没有下一集。
If there was no Joseph, then they would not have gone to Egypt.
在整个救赎史里面，约瑟也是一个关键人物了。
And in the salvation path of all his in the history of salvation, Joseph played an important role.
其实我们每个人都是关键人物。
Actually, all of us play an important role.
没有你的话，都不行了。
If there was not you, then everything would be different.
是不是？上节如果没有 Linda 的话，就没有人翻译，大家都听不懂。
And
每一个人都好像一个链子的一环呢、啊。其实你要说这个大链子，对不对？每一个都是关键啊，你掉了一个就不行了。但是你不要把自己看得太严重啊，因为还有很多的环呢、啊。但是你这一环不行，那就断了。
So every single one of us is important. For instance, last session, if Linda didn't interpret, then No one will understand what's going on. We are all like little chains that are linked together to make one large link. We shouldn't think too highly of ourselves because there are a lot of other little chains, but at the same time, without us, this large link would not exist.
这是最难的。
And this is very difficult.
圣经说要看得合乎中道, 就是这样。
And so the Bible tells us that we should view ourselves appropriately.
你也不要把自己看得太伟大, 也不要把自己看得太卑贱, 就是那么一环就是。
So don't view yourself as something extraordinary, but at the same time, don't look down on yourself. You are just that chain, that link.
那这个约瑟也是一样。
And so Joseph was like this.
因为他说这样苦, 所以他把全家都搬到那个埃及去了。
Because of his sufferings, his whole family was able to move to Egypt.
所以他后来想说, 啊, 这神差我来, 在这里要成就今天的光景。
And later on, he realized that God has sent him there to prepare for what was going to happen.
因为有他, 所以才下埃及。
And it was because of Joseph that the whole family went to Egypt.
才有以后的出埃及。
And that's how the Exodus came about later on.
所以他是一个做梦的人。
So Joseph was a dreamer.
对, 神恩典也对他来讲好像一个做梦, 神就给他一个梦。
And God's grace to him was like a dream.
是一个梦的恩典。
And this is a grace that only existed, that seemed to only exist in.
所以在人生的这个信仰路程里面，他有一段他说：“我们满口欢喜呀，满舌欢呼的时候，连外邦人都同意了，说：‘哎呀，真的神给他们行了大神迹啊！’”
And this psalmist wrote that our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with songs of joy, and it was said that God has, the Lord has done great things for them.
这是往日的回忆。
And so these are musings of the past.
也是往日的事实啊。
It's also a truth of the past.
第三节,
verse 3.
这是现实的, 现在的, 你的理解。
And so verse 3 starts talking about our current state.
嘿, 他说, 哎呀, 神果然为我们行了大事。
The Lord has done great things for us.
大事是谁先讲的?
So who first said it was a great thing?
是外邦人先讲, 对不对?
This was first said among the Gentiles.
这边说外邦人中就有人说 神为他们行了大事, 然后这时候得恩典人说, 哎呦对吼, 是大事啊。
So first it was the other nations that said that the Lord had done great things for them. And then the people that were blessed realized, oh yes, it is a great thing.
刚好神的恩典还在啊。
And it just, and it, perfectly, God's grace still abides.
怕的是我们说, 哎, 果然神为我们行了大事, 但是那时候已经有时候时间太晚了, 讲得太晚了。
But it may be too late that you have realized that God has done great things for you.
有时候真的, 我们上节有讲亚伯兰, 对不对? 亚伯兰死的时候他大哭啊, 哦, 有没有? 大家知道吗, 对不对? 亚伯兰一生就是, 当然他平常哭, 小孩哭, 他小的时候哭, 我们是不知道, 但是一般都他是没有哭的, 但是他的太太死, 他是大哭啊。
So last session we talked about how Abraham mourned for his wife very deeply.
我们可以看一下了,
Let's take a look at this.
创世纪23章,
Genesis chapter 23,
第一节23章, 这像撒来127岁, 也够老了啦哈。
Sarah was 127 years old.
她死了。
And she died.
然后呢, 亚伯兰怎么样?
What did Abraham do?
这边特别记得说, 亚伯拉罕为她哀痛哭嚎。
Abraham went to mourn for Sarah and to weep over her.
这是两个, 一个是哀痛, 一个是哭嚎。
There's two actions. One is to mourn and one is to weep.
那个内心的跟外面的表现的。
So one is an emotion of the inner
heart. 内心很哀痛啊, 内心哀痛。
So his heart was mourning.
那个什么哭嚎是大声, 137岁人, 旁边听人也会掉眼泪的啦, 你那个137岁人大声嚎啊。
And to weep is a very loud wailing. And imagine a 137-year-old man wailing over his wife.
他已经想到说在埃及的那一幕, 对不对?
He must have thought of the time when he was in Egypt.
太太被人家带走了。
And his wife was taken away from him.
自己收到很多礼物。
And he got a lot of gifts from that.
我常常在想, 如果你是亚伯, 你这怎么办?
And I often think, if you were Abraham, what would you do? How would
you feel? 其实他的愿望达成，对不对？
He got his goal.
他事先他说，他亚伯拉罕头脑很聪明的啦，他晓得说，我下埃及那个法老一定会把我太太抓去，因为娶到有时候娶到太漂亮的太太麻烦，就是这样子。
Abraham already foresaw that if he went to Egypt, the Pharaoh would look at his wife and think she was very beautiful and would take her away. And he already had that in mind.
他都想好的。
And he had a plan for that.
那如果太太抓我，太太一定先把我杀死，对不是？
And if they took his wife, he probably wants to kill me also.
那为了保住小命，那只好跟太太说，哎，拜托你说你是我妹妹。
And in order to protect his own life, he told his wife to say that she was his little sister.
那娶妹妹当然对哥哥好一点了，对不对？
And since you're my little sister, then you should probably serve me better because I'm the older brother.
那他真的就下埃及了。
And so he really went to Egypt.
照他的计划，真的太太被抓去了。
And as he foresaw, it truly happened that his wife was taken away from him.
那这法老也是不错的一个人，我们说说真的。
And to be honest, this pharaoh was a very good person.
他还送他哥哥很多牛群、羊群、土杯，对不对？
He even gave Sarah's older brother many flocks of sheep and goats.
好，这时候 Stephen， 如果你是亚伯，你怎么办？感谢主啊！
And so Stephen, if this was you, what would you say? Thank God.
如果那你是那时候的亚伯罕，那法老送很多东西来啊，是不是？不感谢，不然怎么样？要丢掉啊！如果你丢掉，我来捡啊。
So how would you feel?
要怎么办
？Pharaoh sent you great flocks of sheep and goats, and what would you do?
陈大哥怎么办？您不要治。不是啊，事先已经设计好的啦。你的那个威尔比当啊，你的那个愿望已经成啦。
So you had a plan in your mind,
是不是？
And this whole thing was set up according to your plan.
幸好神插手。
It's a good thing.
那些神如果不插手的话，这个救赎史就演不下去了。
It's a good thing God intervened, otherwise the salvation plan would be destroyed.
是不是？那亚伯罕一生他会忘记吗？会不会？
Abraham forget what has happened?
他太太三不五时会念一下，哦，你哦，是不是？
Perhaps Sarah yelled at him.
现在太太死了。
But now she is dead.
想到一心是大哭啊。
And when he thought of what has happened in the past, he wept bitterly.
对啊，但是讲一半而已啊。
讲一半，
那不但讲一半，人在讲关系，应该是最有关系的讲。
挑避重就轻。
他是故意的。
Oh, he was saying that
在法律上来讲无罪。
但是在人情上可恶。
That Sarah was his sister in a very disconnect. They had the same mother. He wasn't entirely lying, but so it should be okay. But at the same time, when you disclose your relationship with someone, it should be the most relevant one. And she was his wife.
如果你以后当，如果是当总统了，那你我这不能比啦，一个人哈。但是他爸爸是乡下人，常常裤子是一裤管一个长一个短，对不对？然后那个就是很邋遢，就是那出去啦，人家说哎，他是谁？哦，他哦，我们以前住同一栋房子的啦，是不是事实？对呀、啊，你从小就跟他住一栋房子长大的，但是他是你爸爸、啊。
Analogy would be like say a man grew up in the country and his father was didn't dress very nicely, like one pant leg would always be longer than the other, and say this son became a president, and one day someone sees an old man walking down the street with his pant legs all uneven, and asks the president, who is this man? And the president could say, oh, well, I used to live with him when I was younger, but the truth was that this old man is his father, so he's made a mistake against his father.
这样不错了哈。
是个 good analogy。
好，那我们现在来看这个第三节。 果然为我们行了大事啊。
Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us.
所以我们就欢喜啊。
So we are filled with joy.
这个果然还来得及啊。
And so this past tense is, this feeling is still in time.
第四节。
Verse 4.
说神啊，求你使我们被掳的人归为好像南地的那个什么河水复流。
Verse 4, restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev.
这是 Negev.
Negev.
Negev 是什么？就是南地嘛，哈，就是 Negev 是那个犹太地之南的地方。
Negev is a region that is south of Israel.
那个平常呢是干旱的地方。
Typically, that area is very, very dry.
但是如果一下雨的话，
But as soon as it rains,
那个就那个河啊，就重新再有水了。
The rivers and streams will fill with water again.
那如果干季的话，那个河就变成什么路了。
And when the dry season is there, then the rivers and streams became roads.
那这个。干地这个河南地的河水要复流，要看天下不下雨。
And so whether or not this, the Negev is a dry place or wet place depends on the rain.
所以他的祷告是说：“神啊，求你让我们归回哈，好像就是要神迹啦，要神来带领。”
And so this prayer to God to ask them to bring back their captives and restore their fortunes is like asking for a miracle to happen.
这是他们现在的情况。
And so this is their current situation.
站在现在的祈求，现在是在祈求。
And so at the present time, they are making a cry to God.
但现在的祈求是基于过去神的恩典。
But this present request to God is
就他的foundation是因为以前神的保护。
It's made out of the remembrance of previous blessings and protection by God.
好，那接下来第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
这应该是未来式吧，哈？
就
是，这是 future 是天使。
Will.
没有。
Will 是
future。future 嘛，哈。好了，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy.
这个我们常常在念，对不对？
We frequently read this verse.
其实这跟自然的事实不合啊。
But this doesn't seem to correlate with what actually happens.
除非那个人是被怎么样，自己去撒种，没有人说一边你有没有看到你出去看看那个 farmer 他们在撒种，一边撒一边哭，有没有？
Do you ever see like farmers in their field that are sowing and crying at the same time?
事实不会这样子的。
In reality, this does not happen.
除非那个是他爸爸修理他之后，叫他去做，逼他去做，他才会一边撒一边哭。
Unless this particular sower was beaten by his father and forced to go out there, then perhaps he'd be crying and sowing.
正常人不会说一边正常自己农夫在撒种不会一边撒一边哭，我哭什么
？The normal farmer wouldn't weep and sow at the same time.
所以这里的撒种跟收割跟流泪欢呼，这个不是讲一般的就是自然界的这样的撒种收割。
So the tears and the weeping and the songs of joy, and this is not describing the actual action of sowing and reaping.
这应该是讲属灵的，然后。
And so this figurative speaking of spiritual things.
那我们做各样的事情。
So we may do various things.
当然流泪就是你真的下功夫，你真的尽心尽力尽力了。
And the tears represent that you have put in everything you have and made a great effort.
你只要尽了。
That is, you tried your best.
就是流泪了。
And so you have tears.
你带种子，你流泪出去，一定会欢喝那个什么欢欢乐乐的带河滚回家。
And it says, if you go out weeping, you will return with songs of joy.
尽心就好。
So as long as you have put your heart in it, it's good.
神爱叫我们爱他。
God tells us to love him.
他说什么？要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力去爱。
And so he tells us to love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our strength.
你尽了就好了。
As long as you have given your all, that is good enough.
你尽了，只管只是两毛钱哈，两那个寡妇的两个小钱。也就是第一名了。
even if your all was just the two coins, you have won. You have given everything.
嗯，你就是最好的啦。
And you are the best.
嗯，不是说你要带很多才是最好。
It doesn't. You are not the best just because you bring many things.
我们常常用会用量来衡量这个人。
Sometimes we use quantity to judge a person.
用量来看是不是有得到收割的成果。
And we judge by quantity whether or not this person has been fruitful.
其实不是的啦。
But this is not a good way to judge.
嗯，就是要流泪，要尽你所能的。
We have to see that a person has put in their all and has sowed in the tears.
所以希伯来书第六章第十节说，神不会忘记我们所做的工。
In Hebrews chapter 6, it tells us God will not forget the works we have done.
你做工一定，你做工本身就是神就纪念了。
As long as you do the labor, God will remember.
但是你的成果，也就是你的工，就是你的成果。
So the fruit of your labor is the labor itself.
就看你的尽的心的程度了。
And it depends on how much you put in with your heart.
好，那现在已经从外邦进到内院了哈。
And so now we have left the foreign country and entered into the outer courtyard.
那进到这个院子，就是那个以色列人院。以色列院。
So the outer courtyard is the courtyard for the Israelites.
啊，接下来第127-128。
So in Psalm 127-128.
就是第一件事情就是做什么
？So what's the first thing to do？
现在已经进到神的里面了，这那个院子里面了。
You have now entered the inner the courtyard.
做什么
？So what now? What do you do？
当然是盖房子，对不对
？You build a house.
生孩子是不是
you have children?
是不是这样子陈大哥很正常是不是好、
哦、
成家立业嘛是不是好、哦、也啊所以接下来就是什么要盖房子啦要生孩子啦
so after you have entered inside the courtyard you build a house and you have children、
哎、那孩子有了之后孩子还生孩子啊
And after you have children, your children have children.
所以到128篇的第六节就怎么样？因为你看见你儿女的儿女就当祖父了，是不是
？And so in Psalm 128 verse 6 it says, "May you live to see your children's children."
所以这是好。那我们先来看盖房子。
And so let's first look at the house building.
127篇第一节。
Psalm 127 verse 1.
127篇这是谁写的？上行诗。
Who wrote Psalm 127?
所罗门。
King Solomon.
好，所罗门，他在上行诗，他的诗也被编入上行诗里面了。
And so even his psalms were integrated into the Song of Ascent.
他说：“若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力了哈。若不是神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。”
Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
你不要颠倒念哦。
Don't read it.
你说如果这样子的话，那就我也不盖，也不怎么样，我也不盖房，也不盖，也不警醒，是不是这样？
Don't interpret it as that means then I don't build houses and I don't remain alert.
是不是这样？
Is this what it's trying
不是啊、
to tell us? No.
这告诉我们，你盖要跟神一起盖，你警醒要跟神一起警醒。
These verses are telling us that when you build your house, you build with the Lord, and when you watch over the city, you watch over it with the Lord.
在这边，你不能把它分说神建造，人建造。
You can't separate that if God builds, then man builds.
我们呢，要神人一起建造。
God and man have to build together.
我们人要。劳力
and the people have to labor,
但是我们的建造是神来建造的
but the building is done by the Lord.
人要去警醒
we have to be alert,
但是神来保守
but God will protect.
哎，这样就完美了
and in this way, everything is
如果你只是在一边的话那就 不对的
if it is one-sided, then this is not right.
你如果天天坐在那里说、啊、看神的旨意看神的旨意哇那个你不起来动作的话，还是神的旨意不成全了。
If you just sit around all day waiting for the will of God to happen to you, it won't happen.
你看神的话，神可以自己讲话，但是神还是透过人讲话。
God can speak His own word, but He still speaks through people.
启示录说到最后世界末了之前呢，一切的事情成就了，依照神跟他的仆人所讲的。
In Revelation, it says that the world will end when all the events have happened as the Lord has spoken to His servants.
所以所罗门告诉我们，神的建造跟人建造要合在一起。
So Solomon tells us that when man and God must build together.
所罗门刚开始在建圣殿的时候，
when Solomon first started building the temple,
他照神的旨意建了。
He built the temple according to God's will.
所以他的圣殿很荣耀啊。
So his temple that he built was very glorious.
他用建圣殿的经验来盖自己的皇宫。
And he used the experience from building the temple to build his own palace.
那他用几年建圣殿？
How many years did he spend building the temple?
七年啊，他用他
7 years.
他用几年盖他的皇宫
？And how many years did he spend building his own palace?
对。
13 years.
我们不讲说亏待神了哈，但是他建到王宫之后就怎么样？他用神给他的才能建了很多王宫，但是不是说建王宫不好啊？他建王宫之后所接纳的是什么？一些很多的妃嫔啊。
And so we might want to say that Solomon is indebted to God because he spent more time building his palace. But the point was that after he built his palace, he entertained many
concubines.、
嗯、
他刚开始也是，如果你看那个所罗门的那个历史的话，刚开始也是不得已的。
If you look at the history of Solomon, you can see a lot of it just happened because it had to.
有人说什么人在江湖身不由己啊，被江湖害死啊，就是他。所以你在这个环境，你没有办法，就是这样子。
So sometimes you are born into a particular environment, and there's nothing you can do about your circumstance.
这话讲起来，人在江湖身不由己，听起来蛮可怜的，也值得同情。但是到最后，你被江湖害死，人家哭也哭，没有办法了，是不是？你不由己啊，你不由你自己，对不对？你被江湖掳去啦，听起来很值得同情啊，但是也是值得悲哀啊。你被环境所左右。
So if people may feel sorry for those who are controlled by their environment.
所罗门开始建他皇宫的时候。
So when Solomon first started to build his temple.
因为当时最强的女人是谁
？At that time, who was the most powerful woman?
四巴女王，对不对？
Queen Sheba.
四巴女王来要比武啊，被她打下去，是不是
？Queen Sheba came to try and compete with Solomon, but she was defeated.
所以当时的所罗门怎么样？天下无比啊。
At that time, there was no one in who could compare to Solomon.
好了，他现在人在江湖了，享盛名嘛，对不对？名字很响啊。
And so his name was very glorious.
然后各国，你看法老都送什么？法老送女儿来啊，各国那个摩押，各国的那个各个国家都送女儿来嘛，这当时的风俗是这样子嘛，是不是？这国强，每家的公主都送来要攀亲嘛，对不对？在当时是这样，所以他不是，如果看历史的话，不是所罗门到各国去求亲，拜托你留下给我，拜托，没有，自动送来。
And so because the country is very powerful at the time, all the neighboring nations wanted to have ties with Solomon. So they, at that time, you made ties with the country by having the king marry the princesses. So all the princesses that Solomon had were forced upon him, really, because they were sent from their countries. It wasn't that Solomon went out to marry these princesses, but they came to him.
好，依照国际礼仪，要不要送？陈大哥。这邦交国际礼仪，这样要不要收？
And so this is for the good.
是不是？但是你这个礼收不收？要收啊！啊？嗯。啊？埃及啊？对。那不只是埃及的那个女儿啊，各国都有啊。你看那个，他是各国都送那个女儿来啊。
So Was it appropriate to
他娶了摩押的，娶了那个邻邦的，他们都送来的。
So is it appropriate?
因为他强啊。
For country ties.
如果他很弱的话，没有人送给你的。
If the country was very weak, no one wants to have ties with you in particular.
是不是？如果美国国庆你出个公文给那个非洲国家的那些那个什么总统的话，他们都来了，对不对？如果那个刚果他们国庆写个邀请函，就是专程派人来，我看布希也不会去啊，是不是？如果当时的国家是很弱，人家会不会送女儿来？不会啊。你看你在以后再看列王哈，只有所罗门收到那么多的那个什么妾啊，其他人有没有？没有啊。
So we can see that all the other countries really want to have ties with Solomon because the kingdom was strong. Later on, if you see the other kings that came after Solomon and the nation was slowly deteriorating, the other nations didn't send anybody to have ties with Israel.
那我们再回来，人在江湖身不由己这句话。
And so let's go back to man being subjected to his environment, out of his control.
这是值得同情的。
And so we sympathize with them.
就像所罗门，是不是
？Just like Solomon.
但是所罗门年轻的时候还怎么样？还可以哦，他是说没问题啊，信仰好，这不是那个宫殿那么大，哎，放着。
And so when Solomon was young, he was an upright young man.
但是你看那个列王记上第十一章，他到老的时候就不行了，就被诱惑了。
But when he got older, he was drawn away by his wife.
到最后被神厌弃了。
And at the end, he was forsaken.
好像你养只老虎啊。
It's like if you took care of a tiger.
哎，小时候你比老虎厉害嘛，是不是？小老虎我看不敢咬你啊，你打它。
A little tiger probably wouldn't dare,
是不是？刚生下小老虎，你可以坐它，乖乖的。
Little baby tigers you can boss around.
哎，对，老虎慢慢长大。
Then the tiger grows up.
哎，你慢慢挠。
And then you try to poke him.
有一天呐，他如果野心发了，就发起来就把你咬了。
One day if you provoke him enough, he'll bite you.
常常那个什么，马戏团里面常有这种的悲剧嘛。那驯兽师被那个野兽咬死了。
And you hear of this in circus trainers, the animals that they train bite them and they die.
这是所罗门写的。
And so this psalm is written by Solomon.
人的建造，人的看守，一定要神同在。
So the watch, the alertness, and the building of man has to be done in accordance with God.
但是你也不能坐在那里说，哎，一切看神安排。
But you can't just sit there and just wait for God's will to happen.
你。不信哈，你把这个拿掉哈。我们现在开始禁食祷告两天，这个字会不会写出来？
So,
有没有这神迹可能不可能？我们说可能，神可以写说上行之师挂号士为人父母可以写这样，对不对？神有这能力，对不对？好，那我们有信心，对不对？神可以写。好，我们现在就开始就把这个擦掉。我们现在开始禁食两昼夜，看会不会神会不会写出来。我没有那种信心，我不敢。你要禁食，自己来。
So, let me put
this... 你要自己写。如果你开始禁食，肯神是不会跟人开玩笑。如果我的话，哈，打你屁股，你不写，不用祷告，浪费时间，是不是？像这种事情，对不对？你出手写就好了嘛。要做，人也要有时候要做。
So he puts this this scenario ahead of us. If he took this projection, just turned it off, and said, "Everyone, let's." Fast and pray for 2 days so that God will create these words on the wall. What do you think God would say? Do you think such a miracle could happen? And the truth is, God does have the power to make these words appear on the wall by themselves, except that he would probably be not very happy with you for deliberately testing him and then spending all this time fasting and praying.
好，我们来看第二节。
So let's look at verse 2.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭。
In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat.
中文说本是枉然。 你都看这样的话，那就怎么样？就玩玩棋，是不是？哦，那个什么，夜间不要睡，然后怎么样？吃别人辛苦得来的东西，别人的饭，这样就好了吗？你懂意思吗？这里说，清早起，夜晚睡，晚上很晚睡，对不对？劳苦，然后吃饭，那这是枉然。那是不是如果不枉然的话，就是把这个否定说，就是晚晚睡得很晚才起，那晚上因为晚起得很晚嘛，对不对？到中午才起啊，说晚上睡不着，啊、哦，然后也不劳碌吃自己的，不吃自己劳碌得来的，就专门吃别人劳碌得来的，这里倒会那里倒会，这样吃是不是这样就不枉然呢？
So this verse tells us it's in vain we,
是不是这样子?
We rise early, in vain we stay up late, and in vain we toil for food to eat. But does that mean that it's more meaningful to sleep in late and stay up late and eat other people's food?
不是的。
Of course not.
这里讲枉然是你自己一个人在拼，没有神的人生。
And this is not the case. And what this verse is telling us, it'sThe reason why these things are in vain is because you do it alone and not with God.
第二节应该跟第一节连接起来。
Verse 2 and verse 1 are linked together.
你的清早起不是说我毅力好，因为我要做一个强人，为了我的事业，所以我清早起。
You don't rise up early because you are strong and you are going to go out and make a lot of money.
你起也是说神，感谢神赐我健康身体，我要工作，有神的早起。
But rather, I rise up early, thanking God that I have the health to go work for my food.
晚晚睡就好像那个财德富人一样，很晚睡。
To sleep late is like the rich man.
为了家。
The virtuous, to stay up late is like the virtuous woman.
那吃自己劳苦得来换，这是如果你看那个传道书，这是神赐给我们的一份，我们的一个 portion。
And toiling for food to eat, if we read Ecclesiastes, we see that this is a portion that God has given to us.
有神，你还是做同样的事情。
So even with the presence of God, you do the same things.
一样的。
It's the same.
但是不枉然。
But it's not in vain.
所以枉然跟不枉然是在有没有神。
So whether or not something is in vain is whether or not God is with you.
是不是？不在外界的这东西。
And it's not dependent on the things that we can see on the outside.
你开一辆我不晓得什么车子最贵就是了然后什么车最贵、啊、最贵的那辆车子
If you drive a very very expensive car、哦、
那你为的是什么威风对不对为了威风啊为了你要显示你的那个有钱啊
And perhaps you drive this car to show to people that you have a lot of money
去显你的地位
And to establish your status among them.
然后去骄傲别人。
And to make people jealous of you.
这枉然。
This is in vain.
你同样开这样车子。
But if you drive the same expensive car.
你说感谢神。
And you say thank God.
神让我赚钱嘛。
God gave me money.
那我买这车子，不然要做什么？ So, 我房子也那么多了，是不是？
And so I bought this car because I don't know what else to do with this money.
那该给孩子的给了。
And I've already given money to my church.
该奉献的奉献了。
And I have offered money to the church.
神给我享受啊。
And so God has given me this blessing to luxury.
感谢领受。
And so you accept this with thanks.
开同样的车子。
You drive the very same car.
一个是枉然的。
But one person does it in vain.
一个是有恩典的。
And the other person does it with grace.
我们再来看。
So let's
接下来，他说唯有。神所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
If you read the second half, it says, "For he grants sleep to those who he loves."
谁是神所爱的
？So who are those that God loves?
谁这边说神所亲爱的？谁是神所亲爱的
？Who are those that God loves?
谁
？Who?
哎，史蒂夫，他说是他，因为你在笑，对不对？感谢主啊！你晚上睡得好吗？好，所以你是神所亲爱的了。
So those who sleep well at night are those who God loves.
但是我们来看那个撒母记上啊，记下十二章。
Let's look at Second Samuel chapter 12.
撒母记下十二章。
Second Samuel chapter
12. 二十五节。
Second Second Samuel chapter 12, verse 25.
24节是讲这个所罗门诞生了哈。
In verse 24, it tells of Solomon's birth.
那他生下来，神就喜爱他。
And when the boy was born, the Lord loved him.
从小一生下来，那个神就喜欢他了。
And so as soon as this child was born, God loved him.
神就给他改个名字哦。
And God changed his name.
他爸爸把他取叫做所罗门。
And God gave him.
不是他爸爸。
His father gave him the name Solomon.
但是神给他取个名字，因为神喜欢他，所以给他叫做什么耶底底亚。
But because God loved him, God gave him a name called Jedidiah.
耶底底亚这意思是什么？
What does Jedidiah mean?
是神所爱的。
It means loved by God.
是不是？你那个希伯来文哈亚大的是爱，爱的意思。所以耶底底亚是神所爱的。
In the Hebrew text, Jedidiah means loved by the Lord.
那个耶底，耶底底是爱，然后亚是就是亚伟是神呐、啊。
So the
美国是不念耶和华了，哦，但是亚伟可能不能念吧，我就不知道。但是亚，它那个是后面那个字根是就是神，就是亚伟。
So the latter half of the word, the Yah is.
所以耶底底亚就是神所爱的，亚大是那个它的字根哈，是 love， 神所爱的。
So the root word is love, and the word together means loved by the Lord.
所以谁是神所亲爱的
？So who are those who are loved by the Lord？
当然，所罗门是讲我。
Of course, Solomon is referring to himself.
小时候神爱他。
Because when he was young, God loved him.
神也爱我们呢。
And God loves us also.
神所爱的是谁
？So who is it that God loves？
Linda， 你好，对不对？你有这样感觉吗？哈，算你也睡好了哈。不可以哦，神所爱的怎么样？神会让他好好睡觉，你就安然睡觉。神爱我们，你们有没有这种的经验？有时候哈，我自己的经验是这样子，我自己的经验是这样，有时候睡不着，不知道什么事，时差是怎么样？你躺在那里才翻了一个小时了。
And you may lay there and just toss and turn for an hour.
翻来翻去，翻来翻去，好像在煎鱼一样。快烧焦了，换一边的。
It's as if you're frying a fish and you flip the other side so you don't burn one side.
那时候都没有想祷告，没想什么，就是因为很正常，想说把它睡着，没有想到什么。
And so you
很正常啦。
You just want to sleep and you don't even think about praying or anything. Just want to sleep.
那煎到好像每边都好像快焦了，那时候才想到说，有神哦。
And after you flipped around so much, it feels like you're going to be burned on all sides. Then you think about praying.
当然，你们信仰可能你们凌晨高一点，可能一下子就会想到。我有时候躺煎了一小时之后才想到说要，那想到的时候想我有时候也算是累得要命，也没有说起来祷告了，就躺在那说，那主耶稣你不是爱我吗？那你这样爱我，那给我睡一觉嘛，拜托一下我，我需要睡觉，主耶稣给我好睡一下。我常常这样一想，就睡着了，这是我的经验了。我也没有说，我这个人经验，你们肯定要起来祷告哈。我是常常是这样想，说主耶稣你爱我一下嘛，拜托让我睡一觉。几乎了，每次都这样，就睡着了。
And sometimes when I really really can't sleep and I'm kind of tired, I don't really feel like getting up to pray. Perhaps your spirituality is better than mine, so you would get up to pray. But I just pray my heart and say to God, God, you love me just a little, right? So please let me sleep. If you really love me, then let me sleep. So
不是爱我 little 啦，中文说爱我一点嘛，意思说爱我一下嘛，就是说爱我啦，
so,
没有 little， abundantly。
Sorry, what
do you mean? Feel sorry.
Can you show some love to me so that I can fall asleep better?
好，但是这个神所爱的人到最后变怎么样？
So this person whom God loves, what happens to him?
如果我们看那个列王记上十一章第九节，不用翻了，你可以。列王记上十一章第九节，神向所罗门怎么样？发怒，讨厌。
And so if you read in First Kings chapter 9 verse 11.
Chapter 11 verse 9.
Chapter 11 verse 9. God gets angry at Solomon.
这样的人很可怜啊。
So it seems very pitiful.
先被神爱。
First, you're loved by God.
再被神讨厌。
And then God is very angry with you. Doesn't like.
以前的可爱都不爱了，是不是？以前的爱都不可爱了。
Perhaps the one that used to be loved is not loved anymore.
所以，所罗门他写这个也是想到以前被神爱，如果现在可能还在爱了哈。
So when Solomon wrote this psalm, perhaps he was remembering when once God loved him. But perhaps God still loved him.
好，那房子盖好了。
So now the house is built.
第二节是努力工作，对不对？早晨起，晚上晚睡，吃劳碌得来的饭，然后呢又好睡，好睡才身体好啊。那接下来就怎么样？生孩子，对不对？
So in verse 1 you build the house, and verse 2 you labor very hard and stay up late.And
第三节
well, in verse 3, you have children.
儿女来了，儿女是神所赐的产业。
Sons are heritage from the Lord.
所怀的胎是他给的赏赐。
And children are reward from him.
我们在这里已经讲过了，这是两个不一样的东西啊。
And so these two clauses are discussing two things.
产业跟那个赏赐是不一样。
Heritage and reward are different.
产业是只要你是儿子就已经有。
So a heritage, something is given to you, you're inherited by virtue of the fact that you are a son.
在古时候了，现在因为这个法律太复杂，还要扣什么遗产税，古时候是没有这回事情的。
Now
是不是
it's a little more complex because you have all these various taxes, but in the olden days, the son just simply inherited from his parents.
父亲的东西就是儿子的东西。
The parents' things belong to the children.
那个路加福音那里面讲的那个大哥在那边生气啊，那爸爸说，啊儿啊，我儿啊，我都跟你同在，我的所有的都是你的，你还计较什么？
In Luke chapter 11, the older son was very angry because of the younger son, and the father comforted him, saying, "Everything I have is yours."
所以这是产业，是一代接过一代。
And so things that are of inherited are passed from generation to generation.
所以儿女是神给人的一种产业。
So children are a heritage from the Lord.
凡是你是人，
as long as you're a person,
你是正常，
and you're normal,
有神，那你就会生小孩。
Then you will have children.
但是你这个只是一个产业而已哦。
But this is an inheritance or heritage.
这是你继承下来的。
So this is something passed down.
不是你努力的得来的。
It's not something that you worked for.
但是呢，接下来你怀了胎，第二个特点是什么？是他给的赏赐。
But the second clause says children are a reward from him.
这英文就很好理解哈。其实中文也是来，但是因为我们这节念太久了，所以把那个什么，我们常常把这个产业跟赏赐混在一起。
Sometimes we read this verse too much. We may just combine the heritage and the reward as the same thing.
其实不一样的。
But it's not true.
你没有工作有没有赏赐啊？
If you don't work, do you get a reward?
英文就很好 ，reward 一个 re 哈，怎么样？你没有工作就没有。
If you don't work, you don't get a reward.
是不一样的。
So it's different.
那个产业是白白的。
Something, the heritage is given to you without any work.
赏赐是要努力的。
But a reward you have to work for.
所以我们孩子也一样啊。
So our children are the same way.
不是你生下来就伟大了。
It's not that you have them and so that you are great.
你还要付出啊。
You have to give out a lot of yourself to them.
如果你不付出的话，
if you don't give of yourself,
你没有赏赐。
Then you don't have a reward.
尤其在属灵的这个传承上面。
And especially in a spiritual sense.
最重要了。
It's most important.
我如果想到这个，每次我都会想到那个约瑟跟那个雅各的故事。
Every time I read this verse, I always think of the relationship between Joseph and Jacob.
信仰是一代传过一代。
The faith is passed from generation to generation.
传承的不是祖宗的财产。
And what they passed was not the riches and the wealth from the previous generation.
人间的钱财是什么？就是好像海浪一样，今天用到你这家，明天用到哪一家，这一代用这里，下一代用到那里去。
So wealth is like the waves, like one at one instance and maybe here at this family, the next instance, the next generation has nothing and just gets passed back and forth.
天下没有永恒的江山，有吗？就是你打下来的那个王位啊，永恒吗？没有啊。
is the kingship that you established for yourself eternal? No.
没有了。你看，同一个江山，每一代都有江山带出那个什么，奇人嘛，对不对？嗯，就是每一代都是有很出色的人，但是呢，每一代人都在打江山，就是把那个不是了。好吧，现在用现在来讲的话，美国总统位置在那里，对不对？
So we have a president with his position there.
四年八年做完可以换人。
And every 4 or 8 years you change a person.
人的奴隶总是一代过一代的。
And so your laborers have passed from.
但在信仰里面是传承的。
But in your faith, that it gets passed along per generation.
你给你孩子什么？
What do you give to your children?
你要死之前。
Before you die.
你跟儿子说，我对你问心无愧啊。
You may say to your son,
问心无愧了哈，我一生努力，你看这条街都给你了。Good conscience, conscience, 问心无愧。
In good conscience, I give you these things.
对，整条街都赚下来了。
And I have this whole street that I own.
这个爸爸还是够厉害了。
And so this father.
一般如果这爸爸死之前，如果留三五栋房子，就已经。过不错，尤其在湾区有三五栋房子已经还可以了，然后稍微可以了，是不是
？So if this father owned a whole street full of houses, he did pretty well in his life.
如果你是买了一条街，那还得了
？If you own a whole street, it's quite a big deal.
但是圣经不是这样子。
But the Bible doesn't teach us to do this.
这是你的信仰。
It emphasizes our faith.
你的生命的传承。
And this is what we pass.
你看亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们一代传一代传的是什么？
What was passed from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob?
不是那些牛群羊群啊。
It was not the flocks of cows and sheep.
我们说亚伯拉罕很有钱，对不对
？We say Abraham was very rich.
以撒也是大户嘛，对不对
？Isaac was also very rich.
拜托，到雅各，他从他舅舅回来夺了不少啊。
And when
得了不少。
Jacob came back from his uncles. He also had quite a few things.
一下子饥荒怎么样
？And then there's a famine.
一代荒凉，全家都怎么样？逃难逃到那个埃及去了。
Just one famine, and they have lost everything, and they fled to Egypt.
我们说神的祝福哇，有钱有，这个是好的，但是没有办法永远传下去的。没有有万代的江山，没有万代的人呐、
啊。So you may have a great deal of wealth as a blessing from God, but that will not last forever, and you cannot keep getting passed from generation to generation.
能够传下去是什么？信仰。
What can you really pass down to your Children is your faith.
所以约瑟，神也跟他说，跟那个雅各说，你死的雅各要死之前呢、啊，神也跟他说哈、哦，你可以下埃及了。
And so before Jacob passed away, God told Jacob, "You can go to Egypt."
因为约瑟要把他的手放在你眼睛上面。
Because Joseph will put his hands on your eyes.
让你死得很瞑目啊。
And you will die in peace.
我们当儿女有时候要。你爸爸要死的时候，你可不可以说：“爸爸，你可以死了，眼睛可以闭起来。”不是，这很重要，没有关系。你的生命我传承下来了。人总是要走的啦，你100岁死也是死啦，你50岁死也是死啊！真的，如果你50岁死，生命有传下去，比你活到100岁，你的儿女都怎么样，都变成魔鬼的儿子，那更好，不是吗？
So it's rather significant that Jacob closed his, Joseph closed his father's eyes when he died. It's better to die when you're 50 and have your children who will take care of you who are living in the Lord than to live until you're 100 and all your children become children of the devil.
在约一书三章这边是讲魔鬼的作为。
If we read the First John chapter three, it talks about the work.
这里讲两种儿女啊。
And it said that there are two kinds of children.
一种是神的儿女。
One kind is the children of God.
一个是魔鬼的儿女。
And one is the children of the devil.
你养的儿子以后是神的儿女还是魔鬼儿女
？The children you raise are they going to be the children of God or the children of the devil？
你养的儿子如果是哇肥肥胖胖，然后以后很有才气，但是他是什么魔鬼的儿女？我看神会打你啊！我给你的产业。你把怎么样照顾到什么？为魔鬼制造什么？制造壮丁，制造兵丁，制造勇士，魔鬼的勇士，魔鬼的儿子。
So perhaps you will have a child that is very healthy and strong, but then if you don't raise him correctly, he may grow up to be the child of the devil. And then God will punish you because he gave you this son as an inheritance, and you have just turned him over to be a soldier for the devil.
你还要有脸见耶稣吗？
Would you dare to see Jesus after that?
你眼睛还合得起来吗？
Can you even close your eyes?
说信仰的传承最美的就像圣经所讲的，约瑟的手按在雅各的眼睛上。
So the passing of our faith from one generation to the next is as beautiful as Joseph closing the eyes of his father.
这很美了，这神亲自跟那个雅各讲的。雅各本来不下埃及的。
And this is very.
我至少怕他去问神了。
He was a little afraid about going to Egypt, and he asked God about it.
但神这样跟他说。
But God said to him.
这个我们可以再看一下了哈。
Let's take a look at this.
很美的一段圣经。
It's a very beautiful passage.
我们看创世纪。46章。
Let's turn to Genesis.
第四节。
46 verse 4.
创世纪46章第四节。
Genesis chapter 46 verse 4.
请你念。
I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again. And Joseph's own hand will close your eyes.
哎，英文就很清楚了。约瑟他的怎么样，手要怎么样盖，把你的眼睛怎么样，把你闭住你的眼睛 ，close your eye， 是不是
？So it says Joseph's own hand will close your eyes.
哎，这中文当然是说送终，那送终是什么意思？中文把它换成送终是比较不好一点，应该把原文哈，原文做什么样？将手按在你的眼睛上。
So Chinese interpretation is not quite correct.
我们送终，我每次都想到说，哇，那个花车100辆，那个什么，那个乐队100队，然后那个送葬的人那个排队10公里哈，这样很风光，是不是这样？不是啦。
So the Chinese interpretation translation seems to imply some great funeral parade that awaits Jacob when he passes away in Egypt, but this is not what God was trying to say.
你说你去没有关系，你的生命可能会在那里停止住，但是你的生命继续下去了。
But what God was saying that it's okay for you to go to Egypt, and even though your life may end there, but your faith and your legacy will go on.
那我们再看第四节。
So let's read verse 4.
诗篇127:4.
Psalm chapter 127 verse 4.
这边说少年时所生的儿女好像勇士所中的箭。
Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, are sons born in one's youth.
这是有力的。
This is something that has power.
箭袋充满的人便是有福啊。
Blessed the man whose quiver is full of them.
你的箭要直。要修的直啊，箭要直啊，
Your arrows
要强，
very straight and very strong.
要有道理。那你如果箭袋充满，不怕敌人呢、啊、
？If your quiver is full of arrows, then you don't fear the enemies.
你遇到敌人，你不会羞愧。
And you will not draw back because of the enemy.
怕的是什么
？What are you afraid?
你的那个箭变成弯弯的那个什么 boomerang， 那个澳洲那个不是吗？
Yeah, what you should be afraid of is that your arrows are not straight. In fact, they would be so crooked, it's like a boomerang.
哦，会做那个 boomerang， 你们射出去的就啊，射死自己啊。
And so, if your arrows like a boomerang, you would shoot it out, and it will come back and pierce you.
你的箭不弄直，你的孩子不在道理。我们讲以利的故事就这样。以利实在是好人，他在圣经里面他没有做错什么大错。应该说没有什么错，就是有的错就是被他儿子害死、啊、他的箭射出去，那个箭弯了，变成 boomerang， 就把自己射死了。
So, let's look at the example of Eli. Eli himself didn't do anything wrong in his life, except that he rose his children that he raised were not good, and they were crooked like a boomerang, and eventually they came back and pierced him and killed him.
当然，我也是自己小心就是了。
And of course, I'm careful myself.
我自己有孩子。求神带领啊！哈
，I have my own children. I ask God to guide them.
但是不要忘记，在神，如果你还要在神的那个道理里面，他绝对不会错的。
But you should remember that as long as they abide in the law of the Lord, then nothing will go wrong.